KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have light rain here in Atlantic outside the KJAN studios. It's 62 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high of 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Officials at the Audubon County Emergency Management Office report a bridge replacement project on 200th Street in Audubon County will require the closure of that street between Dove and Eagle Avenues, Douglas Townships 22 and 27. Work on the project is expected to begin tomorrow, weather permitting. The bridge will be replaced with a culvert, and the project is expected to take 4 to 6 weeks to complete. Officials are asking emergency response team to plan alternate routes to residences in that area. Anyone with questions should call the Audubon County Engineer's Office at 563-4286. Three people were arrested over the past few days in Creston, according to Creston police. 48-year-old Tyrone Davis of Creston was arrested at around 2:30 a.m. Saturday for OWI second offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Friday morning, 20-year-old Brandon Barrett of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of pretrial release on an original charge of controlled substance violation. Barrett was being held in the Union County Jail without bond. And Thursday night, 28-year-old Kyle Hoadley of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Hoadley was subsequently released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. And Friday evening, an Afton woman reported that on Friday, sometime between 5:45 and 6:35 p.m., someone stole a tailgate off a 1973 Jeep J20 truck that was parked across from the A&G restaurant in Creston, or the 200 block of West Adams. The loss was estimated at $500. The FBI's Omaha field office is warning college students in Nebraska and Iowa of a phone scam that spoofs the FBI's telephone number on the victim's caller ID. The FBI says its offices in at least 8 states have received multiple calls reporting a scam involving someone who's claiming to be an FBI agent and demanding payment of a school loan and tuition. The caller sometimes threatens the victims with arrest and not graduating from school if payment isn't immediately made via MoneyGram or some other method. The FBI says the caller often knows the name of the victim and calls a personal cell phone number as well as a work number to reach the intended victims. And the FBI stresses they do not call people demanding money. Administrators say a swastika was carved into an elevator on a campus at Drake University in Des Moines, and a racist message left outside an African-American student's dorm room in a cowardly attack. The Des Moines Register reports the message was left on a whiteboard on the door of a first-year student over the weekend. In an email to students on Sunday, Drake University President Marty Martin called the content of the message, quote, the most offensive of racial epithets and the vandalism cowardly. He said the markings and message have been removed. Martin encouraged anyone with information about the vandalism to report it. A change that gives those who failed for one reason or another to get a high school diploma or another option to go back and get it is moving close to reality. The State Board of Education signed off on the rule change for the high school equivalency requirements during their meeting last week. Department of Education spokesman Jerry Varner says those who have wanted to get the missed high school diploma had only one option.
For a number of decades, the only way a student could or an adult could obtain high school equivalency diploma, if they didn't earn a traditional high school diploma, was to take a high stakes test. For about 75 years, that was the GED.
The process was changed a few years ago to require you to take a battery of 5 tests to prove your worthiness.
One thing that we heard clearly from a number of stakeholders was that the test battery can be very intimidating for many students. It's not the best fit for many students. So we had a task force spend a year and a half taking a good hard look at the ways students can demonstrate competency equivalent to a high school diploma, and they found some other approaches that have worked in other states.
The legislature gave the Board of Education approval to move forward, and Varner says they've settled on the rules that allow students to use credits they've obtained after high school to count toward their high school diploma.
So if a student dropped out of high school only a couple of classes short of graduation, they could bundle high school and college credits and obtain an equivalency diploma. Or if they've obtained other sorts of post-secondary credentials beyond an associate degree or have a degree from a foreign country, they could demonstrate competency in those ways.
Varner, who is the Community Colleges Division Administrator for the Education Department, says the new proposal also allows you to use knowledge you've gained for your job to obtain a high school degree.
So if they have work experience equivalent to some education, they can earn credit through that. So they can combine the education and experience they already have with some additional courses that would round that out so they can obtain a high school diploma.
Varner says, for example, someone that's taken classes to become a welder and started working in the field could use that experience toward obtaining the high school diploma. The new rules contains a formula for determining how the other experience translates into high school credits for the degree. He says they don't have an exact count on how many people try to get their high school equivalency each year, but believe it could be hundreds. There will be a public hearing on the rule change October 31st from 10 until 11 a.m. in the Education Department's boardroom at the Grimes State Office Building in Des Moines. Varner says following the hearing, the new option could be in place by January. The five-test battery will still be available for those who want to take it to try and earn the high school degree. Officials of the City of Atlantic say the next Atlantic 150 committee meeting will be held tomorrow from at 5:30 p.m. in the City Council's chambers. All interested parties are invited to attend. During their meeting last month, the Atlantic 150 Committee, which is planning activities for the city's sesquicentennial celebration that will take place in 2018, it was determined that the events will kick off on December 2nd at the city's lighted Christmas parade, with the mayor proclaiming 2018 as the city's sesquicentennial year. Organizers say rather than one large celebration, the city will be celebrating each month in 2018. Each month has been assigned a theme in order to assist individuals, groups, and organizations, along with businesses, in creating ideas for activities they may want to sponsor throughout the year. The calendar of events will also be made available on the AtlanticIowa.com website, as well as found on the Sesquicentennial Facebook page, Atlantic Sesquicentennial. Officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic and CCHS, or Cass County Health System, invite you to register for this Thursday's Healthy You session presented by Senior Life Solutions. The event begins at noon Thursday, September 21st, in Conference Room 2 at the Cass County Health System, CCMH. Senior Life Solutions is a program dedicated to addressing the emotional and behavioral health of adults over the age of 65, and it begins this month at CCHS. Participants have certain or other individual assessments and then regularly meet in a supportive group setting. The staff includes board-certified psychiatrists, licensed therapists, nurses, and other geriatric professionals. Healthy You is a free educational lunch series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in Conference Room Number 2, just inside the atrium. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required, though, as lunch is provided for all attendees. You need to call 712-243-7479. That's 243-7479 to reserve your seat. And monarch butterflies will be the focus of a workshop at the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge near the Iowa-Nebraska border. The workshop will be held at the refuge September 23rd at 10 a.m. After learning about the butterflies, participants will help to catch and tag the butterflies. The refuge is located north of Omaha along U.S. Highway 30 near Missouri Valley. An entrance permit is required for all vehicles. Participants must register ahead of time by calling 712-388-4800. More details are available online at www.fws.gov/refuge/DeSoto. That link is under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com, by the way. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.